We are now welcoming Nicole Martinelli to the stage. The stage is yours.
So the idea behind this talk is to get you looking at your surroundings a little differently. That said, this may be some of the most boring mapping you'll ever do. And it's equal parts sort of diplomacy, translation, but also activism. So who are my OpenStreetMap? Who knows OpenStreetMap? Awesome. Preaching to the converted. All right, contributors as well? Awesome. Okay, so I won't say too much about this, except that the idea, for those of you who don't know it, is that it's a free, open, editable map of the entire world and a geographical database that was founded in 2004 by a guy named Steve Coast, who's British. So one of the most powerful uses for this is making maps where people don't have them. And it's incredibly powerful when there's a disaster someplace around the world. So who are my humanitarian OpenStreetMappers? Just a few. Okay, awesome. Any emergency responders, emergency volunteers, anybody like that? No, okay. So I got started with this because I participated in a mapathon for the Nepal earthquake, and it just was incredible to me that I could be sitting at home helping people out in an earthquake all the way around the world. And I'm an emergency volunteer at my hometown of San Francisco, so I started thinking that I could do a lot more with OpenStreetMaps near me, basically. And I started Resiliency with the idea to use only open source tools about 5 years ago. And our big E emergency classic are earthquakes. And so this is what San Francisco looked like 30 years ago, when the last big one. And it's predicted that we'll have another one, 99.7% chance that we'll have another one like this in 30 years. However, half a decade that I've been doing this, we haven't had a good shake. Nothing's happening. No earthquakes, right? And that's what we're prepared for. Like, those are the maps we're making. But other stuff has been happening. So we've had a lot of other emergencies that we're not prepared for. And this is the Blade Runner sky that we've had in 2018 and 2020. We've had record temperatures, high temperatures, 3 out of 5 years. And just the way our houses are built, we're not prepared for this. We don't have sophisticated HVAC systems. Like, it's really pretty bad. And then this last one is the bomb cyclone, flooding. And you really don't want to be out on your paddleboard in San Francisco because the sewer water, all of that stuff is all mixed. So we weren't prepared for that, and it just happened in the end of January. So here we are in Fosdem, and I want to talk about Florence, Italy, which is a place that I've lived in and know well. Florence has long had to contend with the Arno running through it, right? It's flooded Florence something like 56 times since the 1100s. And they are prepared for this emergency. Also, you could basically do a tour of Florence. I don't know if anybody's doing this, but as an emergency person, I totally would. Just seeing the water scars. So that's San Nicolo. You could go all over the city. There are just how high the water is. So they're pretty prepared for this emergency. It's a wealthy city. There's a lot of smart people. The problem is, in a lot of places in Europe, there's money and you do things that you don't necessarily need. So I really don't think there should always be an app for that. This is one that the government did, and I couldn't remember what it was called when I was researching this talk. Is it Informed Citizen, Informed Citizens, or something else? And it's only available in Italian and French, which doesn't reflect the needs of Florence's varying population, right? So what we're looking at here, the blue areas are flooding areas, and the orange parts are landslides. So you're pretty much, like, entire Florence is covered. The interesting bits are these extra bad flooding danger zones. But this is, all of this information is trapped in this app, right?